ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will set off today on the second leg of their historic trek along the Kokoda Track ahead of Anzac Day commemorations tomorrow. The pair camped overnight at Hoi Village and will this morning trek about 10 kilometres to the Surava Village for a dawn service tomorrow. The visit has caused quite a stir locally, and the ABC's PNG reporter Belinda Cora has been following all the reactions, and she joins us on the line now. Bells, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Kyle.
Not a problem. We've seen pictures come through of Mr. Albanese being given an extravagant welcome in Kokoda Village yesterday. How big of a deal has this visit been for local villagers in the region?
A very important question, especially when we're speaking about a very historic track that has been a continued bridge between the two countries. On ground itself, when I spoke to Governor Gary Joffa of Oro Province, he highlighted how vital it was for the first Australian Prime Minister to finally interact face-to-face with the communities along the track in Kokoda. Mr. Joffa reiterated how important it was for Mr. Albanese to speak to the people there directly and see for himself the plight of the people of Kokoda. You can see from the pictures how Mr. Albanese's presence was embraced by the villagers the Oro way, despite challenges that are still being echoed and are also still being have been some of the biggest challenges in the last couple of years. They've also been praised for Prime Minister James Marape for also accompanying the Australian Prime Minister, which many thought was a PNG passing or a way of PNG. And there have also been concerns by some as to who the Australian Prime Minister was here to remember during Anzac Day. But Mr. Albanese had stated clearly that the Australians and Papuans and New Guineans fought alongside one another across this landscape, and he would honour both on Anzac Day.
And how did he react to his reception? I saw the videos of him being welcomed, you know, by a traditional dance. And I guess, secondly, what kind of shape was he in after the hike?
I know. I did see some of the pictures and the videos that were actually posted here in our Prime Minister's media page. And he looked very, very excited, very overwhelmed with the tapa cloth that he was able to wear from the Kokoda women who were able to present that to him, recognizing him and as a leader in arriving in Kokoda. He seemed very, very calm, very collected, and very excited to meet the villagers along the track as well.
Let's talk generally about the visit. What have people in PNG been saying about his visit and its meaning behind it?
Yes, a lot of people were concerned, you know, just a few people were concerned about what this visit was trying to reflect, and especially what he was here to also commemorate. Was it for the Fuzzy Wuzzy or was it for the Australian soldiers themselves? But he clearly indicated in his visit and also when he arrived here in Papua New Guinea that he was actually here to visit, to honour both the soldiers. And that was clearly indicated in many of the statements. And people, the general public in Port Moresby, especially around the country, were very appreciative of that kind gesture that he was able to also state that in his statement.
That's good news. Both sides did fight very hard after all. You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans and I'm chatting with ABC's PNG reporter Belinda Cora, who has been following James Marape and Anthony Albanese's journey up the Kokoda Trail. Now, this visit comes hot on the heels of China's foreign affairs minister visiting the country. Was the timing of Mr. Albanese's trip just a coincidence, or was it well-timed?
Very interesting question, Kyle. I wouldn't be able to comment or confirm this coincidence. However, the Prime Minister, James Marape, had said that they didn't plan to have this back-to-back visit and that Papua New Guinea was simply blessed. He told the reporters this during the visit and the arrival of the Foreign Minister of China, Wang Yi, over the weekend. However, in his remarks following a bilateral meeting on Saturday, Minister Peter Wang did take aim at Australia and the AUKUS partnership, a security relationship for the Indo-Pacific region between Australia, US, and the UK, claiming it instigated division and was not in line with the needs of the Pacific Island countries.
Well, in terms of talking shop, both leaders are going to have plenty of time to do that on the trail today. What do you think the discussions will centre around? And secondly, how much of it do you think is going to be focused on the NRL licence?
Very interesting question. Yes, a lot of Papua New Guineans, especially the rugby fanatics, have also indicated the need to have some progress or at least an update on the much talked about NRL license that has been the talk during many of the past bilateral visits. And of course, over the 4 years, Mr. Marape indicated that Australia had spent over 4 billion kina worth of programs that have complemented its government's development budget focus. And the walk itself by Mr. Marape said that both leaders were able to actually, you know, build on the momentum of this assistance and this aid that has been able to help a lot of Papua New Guineans and private and public sector. Mr. Marape, during a dinner at the Parliament House, assured Mr. Albanese that the security of the two countries are deeply anchored in their shared past. And further to this, he also said in a statement that he was able to also have this walk and also discuss further about the future of the bilateral talks that have continued to have between the two countries.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a long walk together and yeah, look, hopefully they're not sick of each other by the end of it, but it certainly is a fantastic time to, for them to bond with each other. Look, let's turn to some other news quickly, because I see the US Embassy put out a statement regarding comments from US President Joe Biden claiming that his uncle was taken by cannibals in PNG during World War II. We covered that in yesterday's show. The statement acknowledged the remarks, but didn't necessarily contain an apology. How has the reaction been locally to all this?
Yes, further to this claim in its statement, it goes on to state that the U.S. Respects the people and the culture of Papua New Guinea and is committed to furthering respectful relations between the two countries. Prime Minister James Marape was asked by the media regarding the comments made by the President, Joe Biden, and he said that the President's comments may have been a slip of the tongue. Now, the debate continues online as we speak, as many have called for the U.S. President to apologize to the people and the government of Papua New Guinea. One MP, Belden Nama, in his statement yesterday had said that Mr. Biden's comments were unfounded, unacceptable, and utterly disrespectful. Now, Kyle, further to this, police in NCD have also condemned a planned protest that is planned for today to the U.S. Embassy by concerned citizens, and we will continue to also monitor this as well for today.